Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
Jackson's.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool, and my name is Shane, and I am here every Monday night bringing you all kinds of different music, all around a different theme. Last week, of course, the theme was Aretha Franklin, because there's nothing else I could have possibly done. And this week is a very different theme, and I have a guest this week, which I'm very happy about, and I'm going to introduce you to him right now. Mike Joseph, welcome back to Everybody Plays the Fool.
Thank you, Shane. It is great to be back.
Anyone who has listened to a bunch of this show in the past will recognize Mike's voice. Or if you've been listening to Radio Free Brooklyn lately, then you'll also recognize his voice because he's been on a bunch of shows lately.
I have been.
And Mike hosts the Jerry Curl Chronicles every Wednesday night here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And coming up, it's a very important day. Why don't you tell the folks at home what this week, what's going on in the middle of the week?
Wednesday, August 29th, would have been the 60th birthday of Michael Jackson.
That's right. And your show is on airs live on Wednesdays.
Yes, 8 p.m.
And so you're going to be doing some kind of a Michael Jackson tribute this week.
We're doing 2 hours of Michael Jackson or Michael Jackson adjacent songs.
That's right. So I decided for my show this week, I would be even further out, one step maybe removed from that. So this is going to be, it's an idea that actually you and I have talked about this theme several times before, and I hope you weren't planning on doing it because I've just stolen it from you.
It's okay,
There's
I wasn't.
Plenty more 80s that you could dig into.
Yes.
But Jackson's is the theme. Now, that doesn't mean that it's just going to be Michael Jackson or even people related to Michael Jackson.
There are a lot of people related to Michael Jackson.
It's going to be songs by people with Jackson in their name somewhere. It's going to be songs maybe that have Jackson in the title.
Ooh.
All kinds of stuff. So let's get into it, and we'll talk more about all of the different Jacksons out there in just a moment. But first, we're going to play a song that I have played on this show several times in the past.
I think at least once with me as a guest.
At least once with you as a guest. And that is, of course, the Jackson 5 covering Jackson Brown.
Right on.
Giving you a double dose of Jackson-related music to kick things off. Here is the Jackson 5 version of Doctor My Eyes, and it's starting off this first set on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey! out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up, start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. This way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. See your little nose ass homegirl and got your ass sent up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left the straddling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more cause my dick all in, I'm out. So I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity can be cheating, beating. And the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't want me no more. I keep forgetting that you told me that you didn't want me around anymore. But these stupid old feet just head for your street like they've done so many times before. And the stubborn old fist on the end of my wrist start knocking on your front door. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't want me no more. I keep forgetting about those heartbreaking nights and those heartbreaking things that I know in my heart we're drifting apart.
keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more.
To Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was our first set of Jackson's themed music. We're playing stuff by people named Jackson, playing songs with the name Jackson in it, all kinds of stuff. And we kick things off with the Jackson 5 covering Jackson Brown with Doctor My Eyes. And then we heard Joe Jackson was Stepping Out.
Not to be confused with Joe Jackson... recently deceased Joe Jackson.
That's right.
Yes.
The still alive one.
Yes.
And if you're going to see one of the two of them in concert, I would recommend the one that we just heard that song from.
Probably.
That was Joe Jackson with Stepping Out. Great song. And then we heard Outkast with Ms. Jackson. And then we closed that set out with Chuck Jackson with the song I Keep Forgetting, which of course was eventually given co-writing credit for the Michael McDonald song. Because it was too much of an influence on it. That's pretty clear, right?
I mean, that first line is identical.
Yeah.
So
it's weird to think that, like, someone thought that they were going to get away with
that at all.
But
yeah. A little George Harrison, My Sweet Lord type stuff happening
there.
No,
this was a little more on the nose than that.
Yeah, you're right.
But, yeah, that's another great one in there. And another Jackson, not related to Michael. And in the background right now, we're hearing, of course, that's Ray Charles on piano, but that is the great Milt Jackson on vibraphone. And we're just talking about Jacksons. And
there are a lot of Jacksons.
There are a lot of Jacksons.
There's a president named Jackson.
That's right.
You know, there have been plenty of great actors and...
Great athletes as
yes,
well.
Yes, athletes named. There's Bo Jackson.
I was trying to see if either... If Reggie Jackson had like a novelty record or anything, because there was the right era, you know. Like
me.
I've done a couple of episodes about baseball, and plenty of other baseball players have done records.
Did you play Chocolate Strawberry?
Yes, I did.
I have that record.
But that's the thing. I was like, all right, New York media market, late 70s, early 80s is like the prime era for like novelty records from athletes. So I thought maybe, but I couldn't find anything.
Wow.
The only thing I could find on Discogs from Reggie Jackson was like some kind of health related thing where it was like a spoken word thing, like him on behalf of some like charity or something for some disease.
Yeah, that probably would have been downer to play on the show.
Yeah, I avoided that one.
Smart move, Shane.
But this is the week to be talking about Jackson's, because it is Michael Jackson's birthday on Wednesday.
Yes.
Would have been his 60th. And it's a big deal. I mean, you think about, you know, it's just Madonna's 60th birthday recently.
Yes, Prince would have celebrated his 60th birthday earlier in the year.
That's right. And so much that we've missed out on. But dude was busy while he was alive, at least.
Yes, you know.
Not as busy as Prince, maybe, but still left a lot of recorded material. And he got started earlier, of course.
That is so, right. 35 years of recorded music, most of which was actually sung by him.
Except for a tiny bit at the end.
Except for a couple songs at the end. Yeah, exactly.
If people didn't see that news story, why don't you tell folks what came out this week?
There was an album called Michael that was released after Michael passed away, and... From the time the album was released, there was some talk about the vocals on some songs not sounding like Michael Jackson. And it has come to light that basically it boils down to there were some admissions made that the vocalist on those songs may or may not have been Michael Jackson.
And of course, all the headlines say Michael Jackson didn't sing on some of the songs, but I guess it was the legal argument that the record company was saying was just like, they're trying to play it off like it's a hypothetical situation. Like, they were asking questions, they didn't say he didn't sing on them, but if he hadn't have sang on them, how would that affect you?
That sounds very OJ-ish. If I did it.
Yep. OJ ever put out a record?
I would have to imagine he would have.
Of athletes who would have put out novelty records at some point?
I would imagine he would have. There's got to be. I'd be very surprised if there wasn't.
Well, once I get around to the Simpson-themed show, which I could do.
Jessica Simpson.
The Simpsons. Lots of stuff from The Simpsons.
Ashley Simpson.
Uh-huh.
I'm already drawing a blank. Ashford and Simpson.
Oh, geez. Of course. Right. Yeah. There we go. There's a show.
Yes. You could do a whole show with just Ashford and Simpson songs.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Okay. That's not a bad idea. I've got some songwriter-based shows on the list. I've done a couple already, but, you know, I got some more coming up.
All right.
You were here for the Stevie Wonder episode.
I was. It was great.
A Randy Newman episode. I've done a Dolly Parton episode. All kinds of stuff. But, yeah, there's more to come. And if anyone out there has an idea for a theme for this show, I'm always looking to fill the list, fill out that schedule. Shane at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org is how you can get in touch with me. Also, if I forgot a really important Jackson today, then please let me know.
I'm assuming you're going to be playing a song by LaToya later.
The most important Jackson.
The most important Jackson.
We'll see if we can squeeze that in. I do want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a community radio station. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We are run by volunteers. The hosts, the managers, the interns, the volunteer staff, nobody here gets paid to do what we do. We do it because we come together as a community who wants to put freeform internet radio into the world. And so if you want to support that, we have a bunch of things going on right now that we could really use your support on. Go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org to find out all of the different stuff that we're doing. But the two big things I want to point you to right now are, one is, we really want to do a panel at South by Southwest next year, and we need you to register on their website and vote for it. The link to that is RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/SXSW.
I'm proud of you for getting through that, because I tried doing SXSW on my show last week and stumbled mightily.
So. I know everyone just says South By, but it's always printed as SXSW.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Well, you know, before I got my tongue tie fixed, I couldn't have done that.
That's right.
But now that that's done,
you're a new man, Shane.
Totally say that stuff. And if you want to hear actual audio from the surgery, go ahead and check out my tongue episode at everybodyplaysthefool.com. And I also want to point out another program that we've got going here is, we just got partially funded from grant funding for a teen after school program, which is going to help some local high school students work on radio and journalism and some hands-on training there. And it's going to be a really great program. And if you want to support that, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. And we do appreciate all that support. You know, keep the lights on around here. Keep the programs expanding. We want to do more and more. And that it all really just relies on what we have the time and energy for, and also what we have the funding for. And so you can make those things happen. Let's get into another set.
Yeah, let's do
Jackson themed music. We're going to start out with another famous Jackson. This one is related to Michael.
Ooh. It's not LaToya?
It's not.
Not LaToya.
Even better.
Even much better.
So we'll get into this now. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And now here's Janet Jackson.
something proper. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B. T-Bone and that's J-D. And here's how we'll greet ya. Stop, fool. Come on, that beat ya. Feel dumb cause you're caught in the dark. You little nut-ass mark. Raise up, cause you can't have it back. You say, I ain't never got death like that. Off the end of the gat, you choke, show dogs in a hat.
What up, bro?
Nothing but a come up. Give me that bass and don't try to run up. Cause you'll get banked some sweet ice cube and a lynch mob.
Factory.
control my feet. I just can't control my feet. Sunshine, I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't blame it on the good times. I blame it on the boogie. I don't blame it on the sunshine. I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of music by and about Jacksons. I'm joined once again by Mike Joseph, host of the Jerry Curl Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn on Wednesday nights. And this week, Mike is celebrating the 60th birthday of Michael Jackson. And so, of course, here 2 days earlier, I am doing something weird and abstract that is kind of related to that.
But awesome. This has been a great show so far.
Oh, thanks. That set started off with Janet Jackson with the song Escapade. Then we heard Ice Cube, whose real name is
O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson. You might know him as father of O'Shea Jackson Jr., the famous actor.
Yes.
And that song is Jackin' for Beats.
I'm really glad he didn't call himself Ice Cube Jr. That'd have been awful.
And then I think this is the only time anyone's ever said this before. We went from Ice Cube into Ben Folds 5.
Yeah.
With their song Jackson Cannery. That transition worked much better than I expected
it
to.
It did. It kudos.
And then after that, we closed it out with the Jacksons and Blame It on the Boogie. And we were just talking about this while listening to that song. First off, you can't sit still during that song. It holds up.
It really does.
Every listening. That's a great song. And that song is another double Jackson
Indeed.
Song for you, because it's performed by the Jacksons. And it was written by one M. Jackson.
Yes.
Who some people mistook for being one of the Jackson brothers, but no, that is Mick Jackson, singer-songwriter from England, I think, right?
His actual name is Michael Jackson.
Right.
But yes, this was Mick Jackson from the UK, who wrote and originally recorded Blame It on the Boogie.
And we were just talking about that. I was reading about this the other day. Somebody in the Jacksons' camp, their producer or something, heard the original version, like an acetate of it, before it was released, and asked them for a copy and sent it immediately to the States and got them to record it. And that happened, nowadays this happens immediately all the time, but it happened so fast that they were able to get their version out right at the same time that the original one came onto the market. And as a result, both were on the charts at the same time.
That is correct.
And there were these articles about, like, what did they call it?
Like the Battle of the Boogies.
Battle of the Boogies. Like that. That's what it was. I was going to go War of the Boogies, but that's a little bit...
Battle sounds better.
Battle of the Boogies. Yes. And it's like, which version of it is going to do better. It's like, obviously the one with Michael Jackson on is going to do better.
Both of them had Michael Jackson
on it. The one that we heard tonight, the one by the Jacksons, won out. And now it's hard to even find the original version.
It really is. You got to do some digging. I mean, you can find it on YouTube, but I don't think it's on iTunes. You can't buy it.
That's unfortunate. But you know what? Mick Jackson still made a lot of money off of the Jackson's version of it.
Yes.
So there you go. And we are listening to a couple of tracks from Mad Lib and Sound Directions with The Funky Side of Life, which is a great album. And Mad Lib's actual name is Otis Jackson Jr.
I did not know that.
That's right.
Wow.
Brilliant DJ and producer, Mad Lib. You've heard tons of stuff that he's done, but he's one of those producers that records under a bunch of different names.
Yes, he does.
But anyway, this is an especially enjoyable one, The Funky Side of Life, Mad Lib, and Sound Directions. And he's another Jackson on the list of people named Jackson.
He's a great Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Mad Lib.
Do you have any particular favorites that he's worked on? He's done so much, it's hard to single anything out. But.
I am very fond of Mad Villainy.
Great album.
A great album. Mad Lib did some stuff with J Dilla,
yep.
Which I thought was really good. And, you know, he's done some really interesting stuff. And he has so many albums I can't really differentiate. There was one which was sort of like almost like a rock album that he did. There was kind of like an Afrobeat-inspired album mm-hmm. that he did. So just a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I know I've played things that he's done on the show before. But again, like you're saying, it's like he's got so many different versions of himself out there that
yes.
I don't remember which they were.
But if you like rap, you should definitely have the Mad Villainy record.
Definitely. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we don't just do awesome radio. We don't just do after-school teen programs that we were hearing about before.
Yes.
We don't just have a bunch of really great volunteers and hosts and managers and listeners, but we also do live events, and we've got one coming up real soon, and that is on the 10th of September. And that is a live version of a great show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That is Ben Talks Live. Ben Lewis is one of the all-star DJs on this station.
Indeed, he is.
He's subbed for a million different shows.
Including mine.
He does... Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He does many hours of radio, and he's a really great host, and he's bringing his whole setup. It's going to be Ben Lewis and Ms. Hazel and Duce OG. They take their show, Ben Talks, into a live format in front of a live audience. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be funny. It's going to be controversial, stirring things up. It'll be like a live talk show with some music as well, some local artists involved. So please come check that out. That is going to be at the Pine Box Rock Shop, not far from this very studio. That is on 12 Grattan Street in Brooklyn. That is a free show. So come on out. If you want to see more info about that, you can go to bentalkslive.eventbrite.com. Ben's a great guy. He's a great host, and I'm sure that event's going to be a lot of fun. That is the 10th, which is a Monday, and it does start at 9. So you can be standing outside the venue and hear the beginning of the show. You know what? You can go out for the occasional break and listen on your phone to this show, but yeah, I don't mind if you skip listening to my show live to go see that.
Look at you. How magnanimous of you, Shane.
Right? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, we should also mention that the day after that is Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth.
Very true. On the 11th, which is the second Tuesday of the month, we're usually on the first Tuesdays, but we're bumped a week for this. But yeah, Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth, which Mike is the all-time winningest player that we've had there. But it is a music trivia show. It's a fun game. We do questions and audio rounds and visual round and a bunch of weird and fun stuff.
It's a blast.
And it's in Ditmas Park in Brooklyn at a bar called Bar Chord on Cortelli Road. And if you want to see more about that, you can go to facebook.com/musictrivianyc. Let's get a couple more songs in. And
yeah,
then
let's
come
that.
Back on at the end. Let's start off this set with JJ Jackson with the song But It's All Right, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Everybody the funnel of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. Get you someday.
Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this, the time has flown right by.
Indeed it has.
And we're almost to the end of the show here. Thank you for coming in, Mike. This has been a lot of fun.
It is always my pleasure, Shane. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, the main event, of course, is this Wednesday when you can listen to the Jerry Curl Chronicles, a two-hour music show. That's going to be a tribute to Michael Jackson on his 60th birthday.
Indeed.
And you can listen to that live on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can check out the iPhone and the Android apps.
Yes,
which
you
are
can.
Both available for you. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/iPhone, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/Android. You can listen live on the website. Or if you're listening to this in the future, then... you can go check it out in the archive. And how can people listen to all those episodes of your show?
They can go to jccmusic.com. jccmusic.com. All 93, I think, of my episodes so far are in that archive.
Very nice. And that way nobody has to remember how to spell Jerry Curl.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to do. I was like, no one knows how to spell Jerry Curl, so we're just going to make this easy for everybody.
So go to jccmusic.com, listen to all those episodes. If you're listening to this live, then do tune in at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night to hear the Jerry Curl Chronicles.
See?
Live.
It's hard. It's saying tough. It and spelling it. And you're going to be on the show too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I will.
You will be there.
So I'm sure I'll have lots of interesting things to say. I think we're going to have a good time. And
it's going to be a blast.
I do want to remind you to go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, look at all the great shows, all the programming that we have, all the different projects we have that you can help move along. Click on that donate button, of course. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so it's all tax deductible and going to a good cause. And I think we've got time for just a little bit more.
Woo!
We are listening to some more Milt Jackson in the background here. This is from an album of his from the early 60s. It's live at the Village Gate, legendary jazz venue here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it features the great Bob Cranshaw on bass. And if you want to hear lots of other songs that Bob played bass on, you can. I did an episode all about him a while back. You can hear it at everybodyplaysthefool.com. All right. Thanks for coming, Mike.
Anytime, Shane.
This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 111, all about Jacksons, and we've got just one Jackson left to go tonight. And Mike might have an idea what I'm going to end with.
I have no clue.
We're gonna end the night right with this next one.
Is it Freddie Jackson?
Of course it's Freddie Jackson.
Yeah!
Have a great night, everybody. Keep listening to everybody to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes.
And take care.
There's something that I want to say, but words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. There's nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you. I guess you should know I feel so. You are my lady. You're everything I need. Oh.